Welcome back to Lexington.
Thanks.
I don't know, it was the first thing that came out of my mouth. I don't know why. It might
be strangely appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
And how is that?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Joe can tell you later.
Okay. Peter Bradley Adams, ladies and gentlemen, live in the studios here during Rockin' Roots. And he's here with Joe McMahon. And we're going to get some conversation from you. We're going to talk about your involvement with public radio in just a couple of minutes and some new music you're working on. But you guys are tuning up. You sound absolutely fantastic. Joe's got his 1995 Gibson. Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And of course, the soldier of love over here, Peter Bradley Adams, ready to put something on tape here. What are you guys going to play?
We're going to play a song called Katie. Ready?
Got her face in all the fashion magazines. A picture-perfect photographic queen. But I like her best undone. She lights up every room like holy fire, and everybody burns to stand beside her. But she lets me hold her all night long. And in the morning, as she's gone, oh, Katie.
Sounds fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
Love it. Nice touch with the guitar there.
Thank you.
And how many pedals do you have down there without me looking?
About 38.
38 pedals. Only 38. He brought the small pack, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Peter, is that's a brand new song?
It's off my last record, Between Us.
Okay.
Which came out in June of last year. So it's newish.
Now, the word is that you have new music.
Yeah, I've got a side project that I started with my friend Caitlin Canty, and I live in Brooklyn now, and we started a project called Down Like Silver, and we have an EP out. You can find it, downlikesilver.com. And I'm going to give you a copy before I leave.
You are.
And maybe if you like it, you'll play it.
I think maybe it's a good idea. We love the Peter Bradley Adams. Absolutely. Living in Brooklyn now, right?
Yes.
Just all over the place. What happened to the West Coast and Nashville? I mean,
I'm just running away.
It's got to be a woman, right? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Possibly.
No, it's not. It's just a.
How is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is really great. Yeah. Brooklyn is such a great place.
And what's the music scene like for you up there?
It's all over the place. I mean, it's definitely. Yeah, I mean, I hardly have even scratched the surface.
Hop, skip, and a jump just about anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
This is national. It's Public Radio Music Month. We've been celebrating here, playing local music, bringing in live musicians, presenting different shows around town, not least of which is Peter Bradley Adams tonight down at Natasha's. Let's talk about public radio for just a couple of minutes. Say, you know, everybody that listens to this radio station has heard us go up and down about why we love public radio, what it means to us. What have you got in your mind when I say your involvement, your experience, your influences from public radio? Mm. Well, I guess from different places around the country.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I first started doing this, I was in Los Angeles, and there's the station KCRW out there.
Mm, love it.
Which I heard so much stuff I'd never heard before. There was no station like that in Birmingham, Alabama, where I was from. So not only was it influential just hearing a bunch of new stuff, but it also was how my first band, East Mountain South, got heard on. Nick Harcourt played us on KCRW, and the story is
sounds eclectic. Eclectic.
Yeah, the story is that's how Robbie Robertson heard the stuff that then he became interested in hearing more. So it obviously had a huge. Just the fact that they played us changed everything for me.
So I guess the lesson here is, had it not been for public radio, Mr. Robertson would not have heard your music, and you wouldn't be where you are today. East Mountain South wouldn't have gotten as far as they did. Mm-hmm. And your career is still rolling.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Joe? You're down in Nashville, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I think, you know, when I was I think more of like when I was a kid on a farm in rural Missouri and
really?
Yeah. And the only music or just the conventional ways of learning about music or learning about the outside world. But NPR was sort of like, that was the window that I was interested in looking out from the farm perspective where, you know, we didn't get much out there, you know, but NPR, you could hear interesting, weird music or, you know.
Things you wouldn't normally hear anywhere else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How's it influenced your songwriting?
Well, I mean, I guess just purely being exposed to so much stuff that you wouldn't have been exposed to before. Yeah, I mean, cause that's what, as a writer, you're soaking up other music and it's coming out of you. Hopefully you're stealing stuff, but you're totally making it your own either. Hopefully sort of subconsciously. But yeah, I guess that's how just the pure breadth of music that NPR plays.
Now, both of you guys have been around. You're L.A., down in Nashville, up in Brooklyn now, and you've got some serious roots happening down there in Nashville right now.
Yeah, I've been in Nashville for,
Since what is the buzz? I mean, is there definitely some kind of pulse that you're feeling regarding public radio and its influence on the music industry on the whole right now? Can you feel that? Does anybody, say, hey, heard it on public radio?
Well, I don't think there's a station in Nashville that's as cool as this one, right?
What I'm hearing.
Not at the moment.
And I'm really surprised, considering, what's happening in Nashville.
Yeah, I wish there was.
FUV in New York, there's that. That's a great station. Is it FUV? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't know, what's up with Nashville?
I don't know. Our NPR is mostly talk, which is cool too, but there's not a musical venue.
Right.
Everybody's got one of those driveway moments. Can you think of one just off the top of your head? If not, that's okay. I mean, it's so many things to hear so many different times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so much. I mean, I can't even. I do remember a couple of times shedding some tears in my car.
No.
Parked outside my house. It's great.
Hey, another thing that's happened, National Poetry Month, April.
Wow.
Did you know that? What's your favorite poets? Who are your favorite poets?
I'm really into this guy named Mark Strand right now.
Can you give us some lines?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's a lot to ask. Wow.
Yeah. And again, you got the new EP with the new project Down Like Silver, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one we need to keep an eye out for. I'm just kind of thinking here of some of the other things I want to talk about. Well, hey, either of you guys heard any new music recently that's really stuck in your head? I mean, something that's come along, or not necessarily a new artist? And I'm guessing here that there's a good chance that it's something you may have heard as a result of public radio, not mainstream. I personally am falling all over myself with the Jack White, you know?
Yeah, we
heard you play it on the way in here.
It's crazy.
And that's the first I heard. It sounds awesome.
I just was totally surprised when I heard it. How about you guys? You got anything that's...
I heard the new Dr. John record the other day.
Sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dan Auerbach produced it in Nashville.
Sure did, yeah.
Were people talking about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, Dr. John's here, and you know...
Yep, totally.
Yeah. What about you, Peter?
I've been listening to that Lost in the Trees record. Have you heard them?
No. Tell us about that.
I don't know much about them. I know.
And how did you hear about them?
I think I heard it on. I think it was NPR. It wasn't actually played, but it was on their. It was on the NPR app that I have. So they have the. What's the show? The All Songs Considered.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I first heard Lost in the Trees.
Now, you guys got any things that you like doing outside of music? Films, reading. Mountain climbing.
I planted 25 tomato plants yesterday.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
When's harvest?
What kind are they?
A lot of Cherokee purples.
Mm-hmm.
Some mortgage lifters. Some cherry tomatoes.
We're all locavores here.
Oh, good.
We love the local.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Okay, a couple of more questions here. This is going to wrap it up. Then we're going to get another song from you. Either of you ever seen a ghost or a UFO?
No, I've seen a picture of a ghost that I think
it's like you.
Yeah,
Joe.
I thought it was a UFO, but I think it was swamp gas.
Okay, maybe the frame of mind. Okay, one last question here. What's going to happen at the end of 2012? You're going to get that weird calendar thing going there.
Nothing.
Joseph.
I don't know.
You mean is there going to be Armageddon?
Dude, I don't know.
No, I mean it's already. The stuff's hitting the fan already. So
yes, it
yeah.
is.
I mean,
yes, the excrement is hitting the oscillating blade.
Yeah,
and that is correct. What do you got for us now, guys? What are you gonna?
Well, should we do a kind of a more bluesy number or another Soldier of Love number?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm thinking bluesy.
Okay,
I'm
feeling the bluesy. It's hardly bluesy, but you know, for me, it's bluesy.
Do it.
All right.
It's Peter Bradley Adams live on WKY's Rock and Roots, ladies and gentlemen.
Just got to do a little tuning here. This is a song about a storm. It's kind of a gospel storm song.
Stand ready. your eyes. The hard rain's gonna knock it down. So don't wait till the waters rise. Move your feet to the top of the mountain. Here comes the mighty storm. The white lightning that'll shoot you down. You can't fight the will of the Lord. So stand ready on higher ground. Top of the mountain, here comes the mighty storm. The white lightning that'll shoot you down. You can't fight the will of the Lord. So stand ready on higher ground. Here comes the mighty storm. The white lightning that'll shoot you down. You can't fight the will of the Lord. So stand ready on higher ground. Here comes storm, the white lightning that'll shoot you down. You can't fight with the Lord, so stand ready on higher ground.
Live music on Rockin' Roots from WKY, Peter Bradley Adams and Joe McMahon. Really nice guys.
Thank you.
Really, really nice. Almost magical, and you know, I guess the storm is here.
It is here.
Definitely here. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work and do us a favor. Come back sometime, will you?
We definitely will.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.